Off the ball.
Rugby.
Each time Scotland scored a seven-pointer, Ireland responded in an average time span of 5 minutes with 7 points to the row.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes, 5 minutes and 7 minutes were the tries that came in response to that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
I feel like we deserved a draw at a minimum, but it was really promising to see them playing, having such a threat going forward. And obviously defensively, that's something that we're so strong at. It's great to see that we did so well there. But
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50 milligram film coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie, subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Voice to Colin Boone. And it is 7:30. It is Friday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, and it is the 20th of March. And as you can see on the screen, we have loads to come between now and around 9:30. We're going to discuss the morning's headlines very shortly. Keith Tracy is going to be with us just after 8:00 this morning as well. Keith Friday will be in not long after that. Alan Quinlan talking rugby at 8:45 a.m. It is a gap week, but of course the Six Nations. It's not a gap week. The URC is here. We're going to reflect on the Six Nations one last time and discuss the weekend's URC with Quinny. Seamus Flanagan, former Limerick hurler, will join us as well at around 9:15 a.m. to discuss this weekend's action, all the permutations in the National Hurling Leagues, Division 1A, and we'll touch on Division 1B as well, and look ahead to the Championship a touch as well with him. As you've already heard, Colm Boohig is here. Good morning, Colm.
Morning, Shane.
And good morning, Dara Smith and Octon. Good morning, Dara.
Good morning, Shane.
How are we keeping it? Well, good.
The boys, how are we?
Good spirits.
Pretty well. Did you enjoy the penalty shootout last night?
I did, yeah.
Penalty Paris, away to Midland.
It was mental. It was, if you're a Midland fan behind the goal, you're thinking, this penalty shootout could not have gone worse. Two penalties of theirs hit the post, and the last one to stay in it was a John Terry slip and then over the bar. So it was a horrendous penalty shootout, 3-0. And Forrest just comfortable, but it was crazy game by all accounts. But yeah, just got the shootout towards the end.
That ping of the post. Beautiful. That sound.
One of the best sounds in sport.
Beautiful.
The sound of the snooker ball hitting the back of the pocket, for me, ASMR-wise, mm-hmm. is the nicest sound in sport. Do they have the mic? You know, in cricket, when the ball hits the stumps, is there a mic?
Oh, there is, yeah.
There is a mic, yeah. Actually, that's beautiful.
Didn't we do this piece?
We did, yeah.
Favourite sounds in sport.
Yeah, I think we've done it a few times already. Happy to do it again.
Let's do it again.
I had the cricket stumps.
Right.
And then to the umpire, when the umpire decides whether or not, because he's got it, he's like, go on. So,
like, and it's a real, it's like and Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
It's like a thumbs down.
It's like a class VAR.
It is.
You know?
Yeah. It is.
And
the sound of the horses galloping, you know, the mics.
I like
in
that's
the,
comforting.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the cricket thing gets me up. Yeah. Arthur's was when the crowd cheers before the ball is over in hurling.
Yeah.
Along
this point. In Crow Park, particularly.
Yeah.
Well, you need, well, you
I
need
imagine. I don't know if you specified it, the national stadium. I pictured it. But a ball hitting the post are stanchion. But stanchions are kind of gone, aren't they?
Stanchions are gone a little bit. John Duggan always said that the sound of the birds at Augusta was fake.
That's a great shout.
Fake.
Yeah. Literally fed into the TVs. So there is not that sound when you're in Augusta.
That's not a comforting one, is it?
Do you ever just watch Tour de France on TG Car and they like pull away to wide shots and you can hear the helicopter
where
the camera is like showing the landscape.
Gorgeous.
Or
we're missing
a ball going through a basketball hoop in the NBA that pop. They have a little mic in the hoop as well.
Sound there,
that's it.
It's a motorbike, right? MotoGP.
No, that's
and a man TT.
That's a helicopter in the distance.
It's a helicopter in the distance. I thought it was
you're quite talented actually.
Yeah.
Wow. Apocalypse Now.
Wow.
Sorry, people talking about the darts night in Dublin, which the sound of the dart in the dartboard and the crowd with the
crowd,
ninth dart of the nine darter.
Would darts be anything without the crowd?
No, because it was there during COVID. A lot of people watched it from home and it's still enjoyable for the darts fans, but for the neutral, are they the non.
There are still like some competitions I don't know, what are they called? The academy stuff that you can watch. Matthew talks about them a lot.
Yeah, it's like Q school, but not Q school.
Q school, type of thing. Yeah, You still watch it, but yeah, it's not the same.
No.
It's not the same.
Dermot Keenan says, I can't speak. Unreal night of the darts last night. Littler, some player, felt for Josh Rock, has never seen or heard a player booed so much from the walk on to every dart he threw.
Really?
He was a villain last night. Obviously, he walks out to a song that is affiliated with Rangers Football Club and obviously the Irish fans. I mean, it probably a bit of crack, and in fairness to Josh Rock, he seemed to take it fairly well.
It's pantomime there.
But Littler came back from 5-0 down to win the final last night. So incredible. And a few sore heads potentially for everyone who was at the darts last night.
Mad game. I was I texted Matthew when Gezi went 5-0 up. I was like, this is the worst final ever. So disappointing. And obviously then Littler rattled off six legs. I was like, yeah, fair enough. That was a good watch.
Fairly decent.
We had Matthew at it, did we?
Yes.
See, I'm looking at our Instagram socials there now. Our story. Did you watch it? Did you see much of it?
No, I didn't see much of it last night, in fairness.
DK can fill us in there in the comments about what it was like, the atmosphere. He's already set us up for it, but he was very excited about it yesterday. It was DK.
Yeah.
On the way to the darts,
It looked class. It looked really good.
It's a behemoth, isn't it?
A lot of influencers, Irish influencers, seem to be at it last night.
What's the ceiling of it? Like, do you think it will grow even more? Are we at the peak of darts?
Good question.
Ooh.
No, I think there's still more to go.
In terms of popularity?
Yeah, do you think people stay? Do you know, when they come into it, they stay? Was it our old friend Nathan got mad into it?
He was there last night.
And has stayed involved. Yeah. I think his kids got into it too.
True.
That's what happens, I think, isn't it? I think people can dip in and dip out.
Yeah.
You know, that between Christmas and New Year's, I love it.
I was on holidays there a couple of weeks ago, and we were in the pub a couple of nights playing darts. Mm. And I'd forgotten how good it felt. And I'm not good. I'm not good at darts.
I think dart is one of the most humbling sports.
It is.
Do you know what I mean? You think you have something about you and you throw it, and you're like, Jesus.
And you miss the board and you're like,
miss the board? Like,
Yeah.
We've a couple off the ball darts competitions in the vault somewhere that have never been published.
No, I'm great.
One day they'll come out.
Yeah. They'll have to come out.
I remember that. That was filmed, quite some time ago. But there's some players inside here, I think.
Yeah, Matthew's a decent player. I think David's half decent.
Yeah, I could see that.
Phil's not bad. Yeah. I actually, it's never going to come out. I actually won our last competition. I wouldn't consider myself a good player. I just had a good, I think we did 9 darts. Highest score wins, and I just kind of...
He just said it's never going to come out and then said it.
Yeah.
This is never going to come out.
Well, spoilers, as in it's never going to be...
It's never going to be revealed. Yeah.
I had a bit of a purple patch, you know.
Why isn't the... Yeah, you should post that.
Yeah. We'll do it again. We'll go again.
If you're ever under pressure in work, post that.
Yeah.
Get yourself out of... Look what I can do.
Dermot says there are people walking out when Price went 5-0 up. Similar football fans leaving when their team getting thrashed after half an hour. So, yeah, interesting.
I presume it was... What time was it at that point? Was it 9:30?
Yeah, it's late. People have worked the next day.
Would you do the darts sober? Would you ever go sober?
Ooh.
You go sober, but you wouldn't leave sober.
No, well, that's fair enough. But could you stay? Could you remain sober, Trev?
It'd be different.
Owen was talking about that last night. He covered it once for us.
Yeah.
It's one of the most difficult things ever, doing that sober.
Yeah, it's tough, I'd say.
It's because you're surrounded by some of the people that aren't. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those sports.
Like working a particularly busy bar shift.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think a lot of people would have had good nights.
Find yourself cleaning up after people.
Yeah, you automatically go back to that life. The segue that I was trying to do, the Darabi under pressure to post that video of himself winning, was Hamer Halgrimsson's wording about his new contract.
He's so good at the segues. The segues are always just seamless.
No, but was that weird wording, or did I pick it up?
No, wrong? I liked it. Yeah, I liked it.
How he snuck it in.
He snuck it in, right? So this is press conference yesterday, Hamer Halgrimsson naming his squad. This time next week, the three of us will be here, plus guests.
Yeah.
It'll be the first pit stop for everyone.
We'll be in the morning after. One of two moods.
The morning, yeah, exactly. The morning after the night before. And so the squad was revealed, and we'll get into that, I suppose. But then midway through that, he just drops it, signs a new contract till 2028. We were just saying to ourselves there beforehand, it was like, wasn't that a huge topic of conversation last year, Hamer Halgrimsson's contract, around those Portugal and Hungary games, wasn't it? Do you remember the Monday and Tuesday after the Hungary game, when all the adrenaline kind of started to wear off a bit, then we were talking about the future and it was like, should he sign a new contract now? And people were kind of obsessed with it for that week. But now it's completely went off the agenda because of no games happening. And he just slips it in there.
Yeah.
Now, we're left with that now, right, for 2 more years. What do you think?
I thought the timing was good. I know a lot of people are saying, why couldn't they wait an extra week? But just get it done. I think regardless of what happens, look, if we lose to Czechia 6-0 and then we lose to North Macedonia 6-0, But that's not going to happen.
That's
not going
to happen. Friendly, to be fair.
It's going to be a friendly, but regardless, you still don't want to lose 6-0 to anyone.
Absolute worst case scenario.
Well, that's the worst case scenario. I think it's put hammer with the shoulders out heading into the biggest week of Irish football in the last 10 years. You made a good point before the show that maybe they could have done this after the Hungary game, which I think is a good point. Why wait till now? But maybe Hamer's probably known that he's getting this new contract for quite some time. They've just decided to announce it now for whatever reason, close to the games. But no, I don't see the point in waiting till after next week. Like, he's shown enough in that November window alone. And I know not everything in the qualifying group before that was too pretty, but the ambition was to get to the playoffs of that group, which was a difficult enough group to get ahead of Hungary, particularly with Hungary away in the last game. And they did that. So now they've achieved their ambitions. It's almost like, I know we want to qualify for the World Cup so badly, but we're in bonus territory here. It would be unbelievable to win next Thursday night and just have a 90-minute shot at qualifying for a World Cup finals. But either way, I think he's earned his chance, Hamer Halkinson.
What about you?
I'd be in agreement with you there, Colm, about, I just find it's slightly weird timing. I absolutely think he should get a contract extension. I just thought it's just weird timing. You know, would you not just wait to see what happens anyway? Because his job is not done in this term of his contract, I don't think. Like, now they're in the playoffs. The aim now is to go further. It's almost like you're giving a reward before, you know, you're giving the man a match reward before the game's over. It's like, there's still a bit of work to do here. But I'm not against the decision whatsoever. I just find it slightly weird timing. But it is interesting to find margins of it all. As Alan on YouTube there is saying, if Troy didn't score the injury time winner in Budapest, Heimer would already be gone. Well, that's not actually a crazy argument at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's such a certainty that he should stay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah, it is the definition of fine margins, I suppose. I thought, after the Hungary game would have been the time, right? Momentum. Mm. But even then, I probably still would have disagreed with the decision. I don't think he should get new contract yet.
Really?
I don't think so. I think that was an amazing couple of days that we had.
But if they qualify the World Cup, you agree.
Did you have to make a decision, though, don't they? It's like the playoffs, he is gone.
Totally, yeah. And it's not the vote of confidence, because that means you're gone. But it is actual backing of him. But I feel like if we do get hammered, right, next week,
which what doesn't happen.
I think there's a lot of people saying, "Oh, move on from Hamer Halgrimsson." You know, I think it's that the fine margin swings back the other way, and so I don't know. I was kind of surprised to see the contract. I'm not annoyed by it in the sense that he's staying on. I think he's done a fine job. I never went too down on him either. Do you know when people are getting really down? I was actually pointed to remember those two Bulgaria games last year, this time last year. And there was Nations League games. Bulgaria. and they were really good in that those games. And people were like, well, they're only Bulgaria, it's only Nations League, whatever. Yeah. But I was like, no, there was promising signs. So I never went too down on him either. But I just think he's doing a fine job. I just think he's grand.
Yeah.
Basically. And I think those two matches were extraordinary. And I'll never forget them. And he can take all the credit he wants from those. But when I heard that news yesterday, I wasn't annoyed, but I was surprised.
I think even if Parrott hadn't scored that goal, that last window would still have been a win of Portugal and a draw in Hungary.
I remember thinking that towards the end of the game when Johnny Kenny had that chance to save.
Yeah.
I remember thinking this is a really good performance in the second half. Like a really weird game where neither side played that well overall, but I mean a good performance in the sense that he never gave up and they kept on trying to score. There are times Ireland look insipid last few years, and that wasn't the case that night.
Yeah.
Like, look, remember where that window came from? I remember we went through the permutations before the Portugal game, which would have been, so that was a Thursday night, that game, and then the Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going through on this show the permutations. If we get a draw against Portugal and Hungary, then maybe we can go through. And the final permutation was, if we just win both games, we're through, and everyone laughed. That's how absurd it was at the time to think about that. So it's a huge turnaround.
It was almost absurd, like two games before the Portugal game as well.
Yeah.
Like it was like, oh, that's it, done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was it Dion Fanning last night, listening to him with us? He was saying, and he was right, like he was like, look, these Portugal and Hungary games don't really matter. And, like, we're going to lose, and then Hamer Hagram is going to go, and we're all going to forget about him. You know, he's just going to be a guy in 10 years' time, like, oh, yeah, do you remember when your man was in charge?
Yeah.
But he has now instilled himself in, I'm not saying legendary status by any means, but there's some sort of cult figure cousin of a cult figure that he's like, he presided over those two amazing games in the space of a few days, and he'll always have that.
If you
anyway, I'm talking like we're going to lose next week.
I know.
This is like this is worst case scenario.
If we were to get our crystal balls out, and as we said, the three of us will be sitting here next this exact time next Friday morning, this day next week, and we'll either be absolutely buzzing, 90 minutes away from World Cup finals, or we'll be dejected facing a friendly against probably North Macedonia. Who knows? How do you think we're going to be feeling this time next week?
Very well.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. There's a confidence there.
Yeah, but I always think Ireland will do well.
Yeah, I have the same thing, but it's normally the day before.
Yeah,
so having it a week before, there's something in that though as well. Is that off the back of the squad or just?
I think we're going to be able to channel the crest of the confidence wave of the last time. And I'm not denying that there's not an absence of trepidation here. Like, I am fearful to an extent, but I'm not allowing myself to think about that too much. I'm just thinking about the good. Because, no, like, there is a worry. There is the leading into the Hungary game at the Aviva. Do you remember the feel-good factor there? Because it had been a few months since we had last played.
Yeah.
And that last game that we had played was, I think those games or that era was kind of quite positive this time last year. So going into that game at the Aviva, we were really positive, and we started that match appallingly. Hungary should have run away with that, and they didn't. And so there is that element to it. But this is a bit different. There's more on the line. They're going to be just as nervous as us. They're not having the greatest time either, Czechia.
True.
But on paper, they're better, marginally probably. But I don't know, there's not much in it. And then at the same time, you look at the Ireland team, and someone pointed out in the comments during the week, it was like between Kevin Kelleher and Troy Parrott. It's much of a muchness about who plays a lot of the time, you know?
I think I almost feel like the shackles will be off the Irish team a little bit. And I feel like the team talk writes itself. Lads, we were down and out, according to everyone before the Portugal and Hungary games. And we've brought it back to this point, and you would have taken anyone's arm off to be in this position before that November window. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm quietly confident as well, but we'll see what happens. The squad, as you said, was named yesterday, 25-man squad. Harvey Vales, first call-up.
Yeah.
Obviously, switching allegiance. He has the Irish passport, but was an English underage star and a former Chelsea man as well. But called up to the squad for the first time. Interesting timing that he's been called up for this one. But QPR midfielder, and he's been doing really well for them. He's the newest face. Josh Keighley, Boston Lawal, and James Abankwa all having been in previous camps. Boston Lawal is like, I think Matthew Brennan is our Boston Lawal correspondent for Off the Ball.
Yeah.
He's obviously the green team.
He's on that beat
constantly. But I think generally, lads, this squad, we'll get into it with Keith Tracy after it as well. But generally, the squad, obviously, we were hoping for. Well, some people were hoping for Dizzy McGoldrick to show his face, but and he clearly had a phone call with John O'Shea, according to him, Roy Halgrimson, yesterday, but just wasn't called up. But generally, the squad fairly positive.
I was, myself and Matthew were kind of looking at there yesterday and going through each player, and it's weird. All my concerns are outside the midfield. For once, I actually feel all right about the Irish midfield. Yeah.
What are your concerns?
Fullbacks were fairly light there. Like, I know Coleman is fit, just hasn't been playing.
I wouldn't be too concerned about that. I just feel like Coleman now is...
The last game he played was the United game.
Yeah.
He went off 5 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
If he goes off 5 minutes into the game, first of all, terrible loss for us, but who plays there then?
Yeah. Always, but we're playing 5-3-2.
I think so.
I
think so.
I was looking at the squad last night. I was trying to go up with the team based squad, and I kind of named it in my head, and I was like, Jesus, I don't know. So Keller, I know what you have, right? I Keller her. As in, this is what I think they'll play. Kelleher, Coleman, Collins, O'Shea, O'Brien, Manning.
Yeah.
Right, because Scales is unavailable.
That's the consensus.
Yeah, exactly. Midfielder, I had Malumbi kind of blank, and then Azaz.
Okay.
I think he might go Jack Taylor.
Yeah.
As in, I think he will do that. I'm not sure it's right, but he will. And then with Troy, like, does he go Agbene with pace?
I think he will.
But Agbene hasn't played an awful lot of ball. Same with Schmadix.
No one else up there really has.
Look at it, Johnny Kenny, he's probably not going to start. Ede is not going to start.
Yeah, you're kind of forced.
Unless he plays another one of those boys in midfield.
He could put Jack Taylor up front. He kind of played him right forward.
And then and then Jason Knight comes into the team. So he could go Azaz up front with Parrott.
Yeah.
Right? And then he could go Malumbi, Taylor, and Jason Knight. But then there's a huge amount of emphasis on the fullbacks.
True.
One of them being Seamus Coleman, who hasn't kicked the ball.
Yeah.
Now, Alan Brown could be a replacement for Coleman if he does come off it early into the game. He's played at that position before this season, but you just hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, It's also, where do you play Finazaz as well? Like, does he end up playing on the left side of a tree just because, you know, there's not a set midfield there? Like, Jason Knight's going to play, I'd say. Malumbi will play.
He will, yeah.
Alan Brown, I think, will play off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I know Matthew's hot in having him.
Yeah, Matthew wants him in the team, yeah.
He's in great form.
But I wouldn't be against either, to be honest. That's what I mean about the much. A lot of those midfield options, I was like, I'm not against any of them starting, but yeah. I'm not that hot in it either.
Would Boston Lowell have a bigger role to play than we expect?
Possibly, yeah.
He spoke about him a good bit in the press conference.
Yeah,
he brought him up a few times.
The thing about Hargrimsson is, like, you can predict like nine or 10 of his 11, but I always feel he throws in a spanner of his life. You're like, I didn't see that coming, that he'd play that person. So that's why I think he might pack the midfield more than we expect.
Mm.
These boys are no great shakes either, like.
Yeah.
The shakes.
Nothing to be necessarily afraid of. And Troy Parrott, obviously, a goal and an assist in Prague last night. Dara, you were on Troy Parrott watch.
Yeah.
As just Akmar, 4-0 winners over Sparta Prague last night. 6-1 in aggregate. They progressed.
Lovely
Europa
finish.
Conference League, yeah.
I was watching.
Was, yeah.
In anxiety, I would say. Just worried. But couldn't have went better for him. Goal, assist, and got taken off, I think, about 15 minutes to go. No drama, no injuries. He was classed. The finishes, I presume you've seen.
Yeah, lovely goal.
Great goal. Beautiful. Great striker's finish. Goal.
Even the way it went in.
Mm.
Top of the net.
Satisfying.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, great signs for us. They won that game 4-0.
And he got taken off. Played well.
Yeah, no drama
against
whatsoever.
Czech opposition. Confidence building again.
Yeah, I meant to turn. I didn't have the sound on, but I presume he was getting a few boos during the game from the crowd.
Oh, that's great.
I presume.
When's the who's the last player we've had in this much form going into a game?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
You're talking Robbie at his peak. Are you talking Duffer?
There had to be someone since then in a little random moment of greatness.
Robbie Brady, Jeff Hendrick 2016, but that was during the tournament. That was during the Euros.
Yeah.
At a very short window with Callum Robinson.
Whereas
there.
This is
where he's banging in goals in the Premier League.
So we're the football lads who were doing all right for a while, but this is different. This is Troy Parrott, as in, like, every scout of every club is aware of Troy Parrott and how well he's doing.
I also think Finazaz is slowly making his way into that position as well. Like, he is
10 goals this season,
undroppable.
Finazaz,
he's incredible.
It's such a weird game against Hungary.
Yeah, bizarre.
People were calling for him to be taken off, and then he was crucial.
Yeah,
I got a text there from Keith Tracy. I'm great at darts. He says,
"Is he?
Yeah,
I feel right. Yeah,
get him involved.
Yeah, and then some of the comments says
footballers have the time you see in camps to play a bit of darts.
Some of the comments says, where is Keith? He's coming. He's imminent.
Yeah, he'll be here.
I have a competition.
Oh, good man.
Gonna play.
I'd love to play.
Out there, yous can play.
Okay.
Remember this one, Braeburn. Who gets it all? It's called. It's a WhatsApp exclusive competition. 0879180180. That's the only way you can play. If you enter by other mediums, we'll have to reject the entry." For instance, do not put this answer into the YouTube live comments. It'll be discounted. WhatsApp 0879180180. Who gets it all? This is the question. Jadon Sancho last night played for Aston Villa. Linked with Borussia Dortmund again. A return to Dortmund. See that? Played quite well last night. Hit the post. Had a lovely setup for John McGinn's goal. Don't know if people saw this. Aston Villa against Lille. Olivier Giroud up front for Lille.
There you go.
Scored a couple of disallowed goals. Beautiful pre-assist by Emi Martinez. Sancho gets the ball, feeds across John McGinn. Lovely finish. Sancho playing himself into a little bit of form occasionally. So he's linked to Borussia Dortmund. He's with Aston Villa for now. So you'll know this game. Fill in the blank club. Borussia Dortmund, Manchester United, Borussia Dortmund on loan, blank, Aston Villa on loan.
I think I know it.
What is the club missing there? Borussia Dortmund, this is Jadon Sancho's career. Manchester United, Borussia Dortmund on loan, blank, Aston Villa on loan. 0879 180 180. That's our WhatsApp number. That's the only way you can play. The winner gets a €100 Braeburn voucher. The competition will remain open for the duration of this show, live show.
You mentioned the Villa game. So Villa, 2-0 winners over Lille, 3-0 progressing on aggregate in the Europa League. Midtjylland, 1, Nottingham Forest 2, as we said. Forest progressing on penalties. Roma-Bologna seemed like a classic. Roma 3, Bologna 4 finished. So 5-4 in aggregate to Bologna after extra time last night. They progressed in a Serie A derby. Porto going through an aggregate against Stuttgart as well. So Porto, I think it is, will play Nottingham Forest in the quarterfinals. Real Betis progressing on aggregate against Panathinaikos. Two former Manchester United players on the score sheet. Yeah. Sofyan Amrabat and Anthony.
Did you see Amrabat's goal?
No.
It was
about 40 yards out.
Oh, yeah?
And just shaped up the shoot. It's a beauty. Look it up if you haven't seen it.
They're the golden goal. See. In the Conference League, by the way, Crystal Palace progressing 2-1 in aggregate and 2-1 last night after extra time against AEK Larnaca, who had a couple of red cards in that game as well. And as we said, Azad Alkmaar being the key other game we were keeping an eye on in the Conference League, but plenty of interesting bits of action in the Europa League and Conference League last night.
Actually missed the first 20 minutes of the AZ game because Crystal Palace and AEK ran into extra time. It's like, I do not care about this game.
Do not care.
I don't.
I don't think Glasner cared too much either. They were asking him afterwards, like, are you excited for the quarterfinal? Fiorentina? Like, yeah.
His celebrations would suggest otherwise. He did like a swan dive in between his players at full time.
I was only listening to him. He had the headphones on. Maybe all his adrenaline was gone from that celebration. Yeah. You know what I mean? To be honest with you, I thought Glasner would be gone by now.
Yeah.
Remember there in January when he said, I'm going to leave at the end of the season? And then Mark Gahey was sold. Yeah. And then Jean-Philippe Mateta tried his best to leave and didn't. Remember he was going to Milan?
Yeah.
Milan last night? I enjoyed the end of that game. You know what? I watch a lot of Palace games just for Adam Wharton.
Yeah, brilliant baller.
Just to see him do his
Great
stuff.
Player, yeah.
Just... In the words of John Giles, like, he does his stuff.
He could be at Old Trafford this summer, potentially.
That would be magnificent.
So for Elliot Anderson, maybe, with Casemiro.
Might miss that part of England as well, you know.
Yeah. It's true. Just leaves the silence.
Something else there.
You know, I love it. I do want to mention as well the statement in from Athlone Town yesterday. So Athlone Town released a statement late last night. Athlone Town AFC can confirm that John Sullivan has tendered his resignation as our women's first team manager. We would like to thank John for his efforts with the club, both with our men's and women's teams. Our focus remains solely on preparing the team for their upcoming league fixture against DLR Waves this coming Saturday. They'll be making no further comment at this time. So, bizarre story so early in the season that John Sullivan has resigned as the Athlone Town women's manager. We obviously don't know the details behind that story, but just was surprised to see that one come through last night.
Can't catch a break, Athlone, with their managers. I think Eve was saying, is it three managers in the last two seasons, even though they're getting so much success in the league and in the cup? I don't know what's going on there, really. But
bizarre.
Really, it's bizarre. One game into the season that... it'd be remarkable if they get anything out of the season now.
Yeah, you don't see that to happen too often so early in the season. There's loads of GA action this weekend as well. I know we're going to chat to Seamus Flanagan about the hurling later on, but football as well is cracking this weekend with a lot on the line on Sunday. Red Zone Sunday and Off the Ball on Newstalk.
Super Sunday.
Some big games in Division 1. Armagh, Kerry, Galway versus Dublin. Tommy Rooney's going to be at that one for us. Mayo, Roscommon and Monaghan already relegated, of course, at home to Donegal. Donegal's manager Jim McGuinness saying last week, we don't really care if we're in the league final or not, which wouldn't fill you with much confidence in terms of what managers think about the league, some of them. Division 2 is it's cracking. Derry against Cavan, Kildare, Louth, Offaly, Meath and Tyrone Cork with a lot to play for, both up and down in that tier. Your own Cork looking for promotion for the first time in 10 years ago. They look really good. Notwithstanding the Derry result this campaign, but they've been looking
great.
Really good.
It's fantastic. There was question marks about John Cleary, whether he was going to continue or not. And it's been excellent so far this year. I can't actually quite put my finger on it, why it's gone so well. So we won't question it too much.
Back to being the Jewel County once more?
Yeah. Who's currently the best Jewel County in the country?
Galway.
Currently probably is Galway, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Hurling's
they compete at the highest level of both.
Yeah.
Like Tip would have had a shout in 2020 for that gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Clare have really, really improved in football. I know that maybe
Kerry,
not this year, but
Kerry Hurling.
Yeah, on the up. It's trajectory.
We're probably forgetting someone, are we?
Someone major, probably.
Dublin.
Yeah, Dublin.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Was the football? I wouldn't say the footballers in a great spot overall. By their own standards.
I think they're all right.
I actually thought they were going to be an outside bet for the All Ireland last year. I'm not as confident with them this year. Mm. We also have the World Indoor Championships, of course, starting. Today. It's Poland. Plenty of Irish interest. Kate O'Connor, of course. Superstar. Is she superstar territory yet?
Ah, she is.
Certainly getting there if she's not already.
Yeah. We've loads over there. Mark English, Andrew Coskrin.
Yeah.
Sarah Lavin. So, plus many more. So that's over this weekend. Loads happening this weekend.
Watch out for Boryak and Ola there as well.
Yes, Boryak.
Quality sprinter. He's just off the pace of Olatunde at the minute. So he's quite young still. I think he's 24. So he's one for the future.
Mm.
And this might catch people, but there is Premier League tonight.
There is
Premier League football, not the arts.
Yeah.
Bournemouth against Manchester United tonight, 8 p.m. And
so random.
You have your League of Ireland Premier Division fixtures tonight.
Yeah, some cracking football. That conversation around Michael Carrick and whether or not he should get the job. I saw Gary Neville on yourselves yesterday. And yeah, his answer was exactly what I was thinking. Like, you know, if a Luis Enrique becomes available or wants to jump ship and join the Premier League and sign for Manchester United, I think it's hard to turn that down. If you pit him against Carrick, even with Carrick's results, you still have to give the job to Luis Enrique, in my opinion. But Carrick has put himself on a pedestal just below the likes of an Enrique or an Ancelotti if they became available. He's kind of, for me, he's almost, people will probably have Andoni Iraola ahead of him, but I would almost have Carrick now because of the results and the vibes.
Yeah, right.
Maybe as equal favourite, I'm not saying as good a manager, but as equal favourite to get the job.
I can't tell, because we're not in a world where this is Manchester United where they want to be competing, because he's only playing once a week. I'd have to wait to see when he has a full fixture list and when he's permanently in charge, when he has to take care of everything.
Yeah.
Like, he has a definitive end date at the moment. He knows he's going till the end of the season right now. Right. And I'm like, the more he improves the team game by game, that of course could be extended. But right now, he's going to go in the summer.
Yeah.
It's just different. I'm enjoying it for what it is at the moment. It's really good. It's the best it's been in years. Really, really good. But I don't think it's real, if you get me. It's not going to be the real thing until they get back to playing every 3 days. And we'll see what happens then.
Been relatively fortunate with injuries as well. Like, they've had a fairly fit squad. I know Dorgu's out for a while, but apart from that, like, you're not really missing anyone.
No.
No, yeah, and...
Delict obviously has been injured.
Delict is going to be long term, isn't he? But he's done brilliantly. Like, the football has been excellent. And the counter argument to what I just said would be, like, he can only manage what's in front of him in terms of the fixture list, and he's doing that brilliantly. Mm. I'm just saying, like, again, wouldn't be too annoyed if he got hired full time. I'm just saying, I don't know. I can't say what it's going to go. Like, I have no idea, because the only time he's ever been a permanent manager of a club is Middlesbrough in the Championship.
If they finished third, would you give him the job full time? In the summer?
I'd still look elsewhere.
You'd still look elsewhere.
But I would look, like Gary Neville said, and like you think, I would look at the best. And you could argue, sure, why would the best want to go to Manchester United? Mm-hmm. So if they don't want to, and I don't mean this in a defeatist way, then I would certainly look back at Michael Carrick, yeah.
His
audition has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Very little he's done wrong. Very, very little.
Now, people would say...
They went through a 4-game period where they weren't playing well. But they were getting results, and that's what type of thing that would get you a job. So I wouldn't be too annoyed if you got the job, but I would look elsewhere if possible.
Robbo said it. How anyone can think Bruno was player of the season over Rice is insane. He's amazing, but one is competing and leading in four competitions. I think Bruno has to be in the conversation. I'm not saying he's going to get player of the season, but he has to be in the conversation, especially if he breaks the assist record.
Yeah.
Enrique in contract until 2027. Why does everyone think he will just go to United? Like,
he might just. The only thing was, like, he could be like bored of the project. If Paris Saint Germain win the Champions League again, I've done everything I can here. But like, why would you go from a squad like PSG's to Manchester United's? Because you have so much work to do with it. Maybe that's his thing. Maybe that gets him going. Luis Enrique trying to fix something. You know.
Yeah,
it'd be great. It'd be amazing. There's loads of like those strong personalities that you'd love. Like, I mean, there's an element to me that would like Diego Simeone. Not too sure about the football at times, but I'd love a character like that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, obviously, you know, my love for Mauricio Pochettino. Mm-hmm. But I would say if he was to come back to England, I'd say he'd go to Spurs.
Yeah, come and save Spurs
in the Championship.
But I do love him. Do you think they'll go down?
Look, they showed something getting a draw at Anfield last week, but Liverpool were brutal. So. I don't know, like that. We have live commentary of Spurs Forest this Sunday, 2:15. Huge game.
The Ange Derby.
Oh my word. And it's in North London, like, where Spurs fans will just... If Forest score early in that game, the atmosphere is going to be as bad as it has ever been in that stadium.
Yeah, it was put to... was it Jed Spence or... Xavi Simons after the Atletico game? Is this the biggest game of the season, Forest? And he killed that question. Like, no. Yeah. Like, every game is a final.
Yeah. Super set to say,
we're in cliche season, aren't we?
We are. And look, will they go down? West Ham are showing something.
Yeah, they are. I've been very, very quick to say that they won't go down, Spurs.
Too quick, potentially.
I'll stick by it.
Stick by it.
But yeah, there's two unprecedented territories we're talking about here. Spurs have never been relegated from the Premier League, and Arsenal have never won the Premier League under Mikel Arteta.
Yeah, there you go. Just look at the back page of the papers as well. Manchester United will reject Barcelona's bid to extend Marcus Rashford's loan deal by another season. United will tell the Spanish giants to cough up the agreed £26 million fee or send him back to Manchester in June. which will be interesting to see if that happens.
Yeah.
And also Liam Rossignol has revealed Chelsea have dealt with a mole, not an animal, but a figurative mole in the camp after his lineups were leaked in both legs of their Champions League last 16 defeat to PSG. Selections twice made public in the French media.
I think if there was an actual mole, Liam Rossignol would bring him into camp.
And they'd all form a huddle around him and say, respect the mole.
Respect
the mole,
yeah. That was
bonkers. I had a lot of time for Liam Rossignol, but if
is it just that statement, respect the ball?
That was horrendous.
What does that mean? What was he talking about?
What is he talking about?
Actually, more than a point there, what he was saying was he distanced himself from that decision.
Well, the players.
That was the players.
There is no chance.
He explained exactly why in their heads they did it. So
the
you're kind of like, that sounds like you orchestrated it.
The leadership group did that. That was not to do with me.
No. It wouldn't be a Liam Rossignol fingerprints all over that.
That was not to do with me.
But the players all looked like deer in headlights. None of them looked like they wanted to be there. But anyway.
Can I read you a comment there?
You can.
Relating to the competition that we have.
Oh, yes. Oh,
have I lost this? No, I haven't. Jeff Bridges is a great actor, isn't he?
Jeff Bridges, yeah.
Gentlemen, you know his dad, Lloyd?
Lloyd Bridges.
He's the airplane.
From Airplane. The guy in
air
traffic control.
And Hot Shots.
Yes. One of
the greatest performances ever.
Great actor.
He's always comedy is played as serious. Mm-hmm. He's being serious, his character, the whole time.
Yeah, deadpan.
Deadpan is the literal description.
Yeah,
Jeff Bridge here, 6204. Sancho was the poster boy. I hope Jaden's not watching this morning. Sancho was the poster boy for the decline of football on and off the pitch.
Oof.
Bloody hell! Thoughts on that?
Jesus. I used to think when he was at Manchester United, Sancho certainly had attitude problems, or appearing from the outside in, he had attitude problems. But then you hear from some of the managers who he's worked under, who said he works really hard, and you can only take their word for it.
I thought it was a confidence thing with
him. Possibly a confidence thing, yeah. Look, going back to Dortmund, I think, is a match made in heaven for him. Not saying it'll go well, but...
You say that. Complete the club list. Borussia Dortmund, Manchester United, Borussia Dortmund, blank, Aston Villa. Jadon Sancho's career. 0879-180-180. The winner gets a €100 Braeburn voucher. Dermot Keenan's worried that €100 can only exclusively be spent on coffee. That's not true, actually. It's the goods around as well. Mm. The Braeburn section of places. You don't have to drink coffee.
Just seen exclusive in from Sky Sports in the last few moments as well. Cobbie Mainoo expected to be included in the England squad this morning.
They'd be right.
Okay.
Which is a big call by Thomas Tuchel. But I think if you're picking players on form, that's... So expect to be included, announced later this morning. He hasn't played for England since the Euros final in Berlin in 2024 and has not been called up since Tuchel took over. So it'll be announced at 10 a.m. this morning, the squad, but that's a potential leak from Sky Sports that he will be picked.
Exactly like you said, the Euros final he played. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you should keep Cobbie Mainoo in.
Yeah.
Look, he had a manager that didn't fancy him.
Henny for Ruben Amorim's thoughts this morning.
At the moment in general, yeah. Yes.
Ruben we haven't heard from the man. Bloody, where is he?
You know, he has that... NDA, doesn't he? He's not going to talk for 6 months.
But he could have released a statement to the fans saying thank you for backing me when we were crap.
I think he said that.
Well, he did on his walk on that icy morning.
Yeah. On his walk, when he was doorstepped, what did he say? Did he?
Thanks, boys.
Thanks to the media lads. Yeah.
Nice one, lads.
Not thanks to the fans. I mean, Ruben.
He'll be there. He'll talk again. He was spotted at a game recently, but no talk.
He owes you nothing, like. Do you know what I mean? Like, why does he owe you?
Not me. I mean, the Manchester United fans.
Do you mean you as a symbol, is it? Or you?
The fans. Like, you're a Manchester United fan.
The Stratford Enders, who sang his name when they were losing games, when they stuck by him after the Europa League final defeat to Bilbao.
But he got sacked.
In Bilbao. But he come and sack me plea after the Leeds game, basically.
He knew he was gone.
He did know he was gone.
The guy was desperate to get sacked from day one. Like, he was. Was like, I don't really want to be here, boys. Remember the Ipswich game? That was his first game at Portman Road, and he went to Sky afterwards. He was talking to Roy and the lads, and he was like, the amount of media duties I've done this week, I'm like, I'm not going to do them. I kept that in the back pocket of my head. I was like, that doesn't bode well. You're going to be wanting to do this all the time. Like,
yeah.
He didn't realise how big it was.
There's the guy himself, Keith, in the box, ready to go. With a darts posture. Incidentally, how many caps do you think Jadon Sancho has for England?
Oh, God, that's a good question.
I'm going to say 11.
I would have said a wee bit more, maybe 20.
Close.
Is it?
23.
23,
yeah.
He has how many goals?
Three, maybe.
Yes.
Is it three?
Yeah.
See, that's why.
Three and 23.
That's why I'm in this seat.
Yeah. That's not a bad international career.
That's decent.
Do you remember at the Euros that were played in 2021?
Yes.
Do you remember the calls for him to be in the 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, get him in the squad. Yeah.
He was very hot around the summer of 21. Do you know, sliding doors moment from if Cristiano Ronaldo wasn't re-signed?
Oh, possibly.
Because that was the summer. Now, he arrived with like an ear infection, didn't he, at United? Did. He didn't get going for a
while. They were signed together, weren't they?
Literally together?
Same window.
Same window, yeah.
And then we move on?
Yeah, I suppose so. We'll drive on.
Approaching 10 past 8 on Friday mornings, Off the Ball Breakfast with Cullum Viagra Connect, 50 milligram film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage, 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to a suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Really strong.
Yeah, very strong. Don't miss a minute of rugby this month, by the way, with an Off the Ball subscription. For a limited time only, you can get your first month for just €1. That is all your Six Nations coverage, expert analysis, specialist podcasts and more. Try OTB for a month for just €1 and see why Ireland's rugby fans never switch off. Download the Go Loud app and join in the obsession today. Keith Tracy up next. Keith Friday after that, but first time for the cash machine.
Off the Ball Breakfast
with Viagra Connect 50 milligram film coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.